You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. And Jeremy, we asked for lines to be full.
This is great.
They are full.
2 days in a row. You guys rock.
First one name was Bridget. Hi, Bridget. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys.
Morning.
So, what are you doing today?
So, I just drove my parents to the airport.
Oh. Where are they going?
They're going to California.
Get them out of here, huh? Are they going back home? Like, were they staying with you, or are you just sending them off somewhere for fun?
No, they live here, and so they're just going on a trip.
Oh, all right.
All right. Well, good. Let's play some rattle-off. Are you ready for us?
Yes, I am.
Let's not talk about California. Let's talk about one of the states right next to California. In 10 seconds, you need to give us five cities or towns in Arizona. Five cities or towns in Arizona. Ready? And go.
Phoenix, Tucson,
No. That one got me off the air, too, when we were testing these out. Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Dom threw out a good one.
Well, I'm a standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah, that's a song. It's a song.
Arizona.
Well, listen, I'm glad there's Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa.
Yeah.
All right,
listen,
Bridget.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Bridget.
Bye.
Bye.
And off she goes. Here's Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great.
Super.
What are you doing?
We are cruising around. I have my 7-year-old daughter with me, and we're cruising around town and threw on the radio and heard you guys, so we're excited to play.
Well, thanks, man.
Well, that's good. Well, she can't help you, though. You've got to do this on. You got to be a big boy and do it by yourself, Rob.
No, man. She is the brains of the family, so I actually need her help. I don't think you understand. We're ready, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we change the rules just for you? Everybody else has to do it on their own, but Rob gets help. What do you think, Jer?
I like that.
You like that rule?
Since you just admitted your 7-year-old smarter than you, Rob. Is she driving, too?
She's my designated driver this morning.
Fair enough.
All right, buddy. What's your daughter's name?
Liliana.
Beautiful.
Miliana? What's
Liliana.
The origin of that?
Is it Liliana or Miliana?
Liliana.
Sorry.
And she's blushing, so you can't see it on radio, but you guys are making her blush.
Cute.
She have a boyfriend yet at age 7?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Keep an eye on her, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on things.
Yeah. Well, what do we have for you? 10 seconds. 10 seconds. I'm trying to find one that Liliana could play because these are not easy. Well, I'm just going to go with the one I've got that's coming up next anyway. Are you ready for it?
Let's rock.
Five pro sports team names that are not an animal. Like, you couldn't do Denver Broncos because that's an animal.
Get it?
Five pro sports teams' names that are not an animal. Ready and go.
Tampa Bay Lightning, Stanford Cardinal. We're going to go with
Colorado
team.
Rockies.
You're gonna. Your time is up, Rob. Settle down.
It's up, Rob. You're up.
You're gonna kick yourself because there's a ton of them here: the Avalanche, the Rockies, the Rapids,
the Nuggets.
There are like four of them in Denver.
Oh, buddy,
oh, man.
Darn it, Rob.
But listen, did you and Liliana have fun anyway?
Yeah, she's still blushing. Absolutely.
She might have a condition.
She might be hot. Turn on the air.
You might want to take her to urgent care or something. Maybe something's wrong. So.
Fan her a little bit, Rob.
All
right.
Good sport. Have a great day.
See you, bud.
Thanks, man. Thanks for being a good sport and playing around. I think he was a good sport, wasn't he?
I think. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
That one is actually way easier than you think. I mean,
there's
a lot. Dodgers, Mets, the
Steelers, Vikings.
Yes. Next up is Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good.
So good. We can't stand it. What are you up to today?
We are actually on our way up to Estes Park.
Oh.
Well, now listen, you can't get help. We made one rule.
Yeah, who's we?
Variance.
That's all right. I don't need any help.
Do you have a full car load or what?
Nope, just me and the hubs.
The hubs.
All right.
You guys going up for a little romantic weekend? Long weekend?
We sure are, yeah.
Good for you guys.
When's the last time you got out of town with that guy?
Oh, gosh. It's been a minute. Maybe 6 months or so.
Oh, you guys are going to be all over each other.
Yeah.
Right there in the ice cream shop.
Yeah. Where'd you meet him?
I met him through some mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
was it
exciting.
Was it love at first sight, or did it take you a while?
Love at first sight.
Nice.
Oh,
beautiful.
Does he still give you butterflies when he walks in the room?
He sure does.
Okay.
He's a good one. He's a keeper.
Okay, good. No help from him though, so no cheating, right?
No help. No help.
10 seconds, Stacy. We're looking for five things that Egypt is known for. Five things that Egypt is known for. Ready and go.
Pyramid, Sphinx, mummies, Egyptians, jewelry. Meredith?
The Sphinx. I was just looking for the Sphinx.
She said Sphinx.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. That was the second one. She said pyramid, okay. Sphinx. You got five.
The
if
jewelry,
you jewelry
is the...
and I think you do because I mean that's part of their whole thing in their tombs was loaded with jewelry.
Okay, all right.
So that makes Stacy a winner. Look at what a great way to start your little romantic getaway.
Mm. Oh my gosh, you guys made my day. I'm a winner.
Well,
good job. You did
That's
all the
what
work.
We try to do every day. Listen,
okay.
If you please stand by, Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about your prize. Okie doke.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have fun.
Have a good time. Drive carefully. Well, that was fun.
It was good.
Want to play again?
I do.
See, you were in such a bad mood about this game on Tuesday, and now look, you're so
Last 2 days
excited.
Have been great.
You're blushing almost as much as Liliana.